Hi, MWTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Keith Riegert. I am one of the co-authors of Beat This, an unofficial Shroop Farms cookbook.
And the title, of course, is an allusion to everyone's beloved office employee from the Office show, Dwight Schrute. Tell me about how the idea came about. Like, were you just a huge Office super fan, or were you more of just a beat enthusiast, or kind of both?
Yeah, I gotta say that the idea had been kicking around our office for a while. We'd always been talking about doing an Office cookbook, but it's an intimidating subject. It's such a well-loved show and such a great character in Dwight Schrute. And when the pandemic started and everybody was watching The Office, the three of us, my co-authors, Tiani Niles and Sam Kaplan, were both rewatching The Office, you know, kind of pining for those days back in the office. And we decided to do it. We took the challenge, and I just love the way that it came out.
Awesome. So explain, if this is a radio station, so our listeners are trying to imagine it in their heads, but explain like what it looks like. Are we talking like a coffee table style book, or is it more of like a hardback book or something you can keep in the kitchen? You know, explain sort of like the layout of it.
Yeah. So our idea behind it was, what would it be like if a cookbook had been passed down through the generations at Schrute Farm and had just that sort of Dwight Schrute deadpan sense of humor? And so the book that we ended up producing is a small trim hardcover book with full color illustrations. We ended up going with watercolor illustrations because we felt that would sort of tap into this old timey feel for the cookbook. So it's a really beautiful package book and very funny.
So are there office images or quotes on the pages, or is it because it's an unofficial, you're not allowed, you know, copyright reasons?
Yeah, we didn't go too close to the actual content of The Office. This is much more an homage to Dwight Schrute and Schrute Farms. And so the head notes for all of the recipes are done in a very Dwight Schrute way with anecdotes from the family and just sort of imagined happenings at Schrute Farms. And then the recipes are actually fantastic. We worked with a number of professional recipe developers to come up with as many beat heavy recipes as we could that are all influenced by sort of old timey Pennsylvania cooking.
Right, because obviously Dunder Mifflin in The Office was set in Scranton. So it's got to be, you know, Schrute Farms has got to be, you know, just outside in the Pennsylvania countryside. Yep. Take me into some of the, you mentioned the recipes, you know, what sort of stuff can we find in here?
So it really runs the gamut from recipes that you would definitely actually like to make in your kitchen to some recipes that we found in these really old 19th century cookbooks, like Pigeons and Jelly, which I don't really anticipate a lot of people wanting to make. We also have some pretty funny Schrute favorites, like a spicy fried rattlesnake with pickled beets on the side, you know, to cool your palate. Nice. But the other recipes in here are really wonderful. We have recipes for homemade pork knuckle, recipes for homemade bratwurst filling, as well as a lot of beet heavy recipes like crimson cream beets and beet chips, which I actually made here a couple of weeks ago, and they're delicious. Healthy alternative to snacking on some potato chips.
Sounds like a range of stuff. Yeah. It sounds like you can't beat this. Is that sort of the pun of the whole title, sir?
That is it. That is it. It is very beat heavy.
I love it. Tell me sort of, you know, that's some of the recipes that we can find in here, but tell me sort of, I guess, the health benefits of the beat itself. You know, I mean, you call it, you know, like Dwight says, fact, the beet is the most superior plant-based food ever discovered by man. But, you know, why is that? Why nutritionally is it so good for us?
Yeah, I mean, beetroot is a superfood. It's packed with vitamins like iron, vitamin C, potassium, folate. It's got a little bit of protein, and it is very, very fiber heavy. So if you're having any issues in the morning, this is a good place to turn. But it is, yeah, it's a superfood. It's a tricky plant to grow, but when you do it well, the nutritional benefits are fantastic.
Great. Now, who did you write this with? You know, like your fellow authors, are you the assistant to the regional manager, or where do you, what's your role?
I think I'm at assistant regional manager at this point, Jason. So the deal was, I've been writing with Sam Kaplan for over a decade now, and we've always tried to come up with one project per year to write as a writing team. We started with a book on ninja attacks, which was also very tongue-in-cheek humor, and we've gone into a lot of different areas for our different projects over the years. We've done a smoothies book. We did a faux children's book for graduating high school seniors, which has been a big success. So I've always enjoyed writing with Sam. He is a trained psychiatrist out in California. And then my other co-author is Tiani Niles, who I work with at Ulysses Press. She's our marketing manager and is fantastic, very funny, and was actually the one who came up with this idea of doing a Dwight Schrute-based cookbook for The Office. So we teamed up together and wrote it over the course of about 8 months.
And are you guys based out of Pennsylvania as well, or where are you guys? Where's your?
I wish. No, we're in what is right now tropical New York City.
Tropical New York City.
Yeah,
I love the. I'm serious. I was cracking up reading the about the author stuff for you, all of you. Do you have that at your fingertips to give me sound bites on those or not?
Because yeah,
if not, I can read them.
So you want me to start with Tiani?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to read the whole thing, but there's a couple lines in there. I feel like it would just be gold for the radio if I had it in your voice saying so.
Yeah, so I love Tiani's opening. Tiani Niles is a writer, crafter, and former instrumentalist. Tiani stands for talented, youthful, awesome, natural born warrior, nifty, and important. In a past life, she was a martial artist, made obvious to her because she strongly relates to a number of anime characters. And then Sam is a humorist, therapist, and former professional gardener. His ancestors were time travelers, brewers, vampire hunters, and lentil farmers.
And also it says that he's consumed nearly 100,000 beets in his lifetime and given nearly twice that many high fives.
Yeah. Really great.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for you, it says you won a taxidermy contest and you live alone.
Yeah.
Is that true, or is that just a hilarious line?
None of which is true. No, I've got a 2-year-old in the other room who loves beets, and I've never done anything with taxidermy, but in my last radio interview, they were convinced that I was a taxidermist. So now I feel like I have to live up to that and get involved in taxidermy.
Yeah, you don't want to mix up those two things, like a cookbook and roadkill or something. You got to keep them separate, man. That's different businesses for you. Cool. Well, where can we pick it up? You know, how much does the book cost? And you know, where's the best place to find it?
So the list price is $17.95. You'll find discounts everywhere. The book is going into Walmart and Target, and then is of course available at any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Powell's, Amazon.com. It's out there, it's everywhere. And yeah, we're really proud of it. It's a very funny book, and I hope you enjoy it and, you know, get those beats.
Now, before we run, have you gotten a call since this came out? Have you gotten a call from Michael Scott or Dwight Schrute himself, to, you know, thanking you for doing this?
We have gotten a book to Dwight Schrute. So we'll see if anything comes of that. But yeah,
so you actually sent it to Rainn Wilson.
We sent it to Rainn Wilson. Yeah.
Sorry, I stepped on that. Say that again.
We sent a copy to Rainn Wilson. It is getting there through some of my family that's out in Hollywood, and I hope he loves it because we really poured ourselves into it, and it was a really enjoyable process and a fun project for the middle of the pandemic when none of us can see any of our coworkers.
Of course. And, you know, tell us what company produced the paper that this book is printed on.
this is probably not from Scranton, but it's beautiful paper. And I think that the employees of Dunder Mifflin would enjoy the paper that this was printed on.
Gotcha. So it's not Dunder Mifflin paper, but it would be approved if it came across their desk.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous. 70 pound, really nice white paper.
Awesome. Well, before we run, you've been generous with your time. Do you have a favorite Office episode?
Oh, that's a great question.
Or a favorite Dwight Schrute line?
I mean, I feel like there were so many, we spent so much time just living in the Dwight Schrute quotes that they just all became my favorite. But I think that my favorite, the one that really inspired this was, "Before I do anything, I ask myself, would an idiot do that? And if the answer is yes, I do not do that thing." That was just like very quintessential Dwight Schrute.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, an idiot would not, how am I saying this? Am I doing a double negative here? An idiot would not pick up this book. So
yeah, you should
pick up this book.
No, the beginning of our back cover is, "Ask yourself, what wouldn't an idiot make for dinner?" So I think the double negative is acceptable in Dwight Schrute land.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Again, it's called Beat This, an unofficial Schrute Farms cookbook, available now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
All right. See ya.
Bye.